How to drive safely. Motor vehicle crashes are most often caused by actions or errors of the driver. However, any motorist can drive safely by using care, courtesy, and caution, and by modeling the proper behaviors. Where should I start driving? A person with a learner's permit should first practice driving in an empty parking lot or on roads that do not have much traffic. It is important to develop basic car control before driving in areas that are busy. As your skills improve, you may drive on roads where there is more traffic. Because you may be driving more slowly than most other drivers, you may be creating a hazard. If traffic is backing up behind you, you are required by law to pull over to the side of the road, when it is safe to do so, and allow following vehicles to go by. This makes driving safer for them and for you. You will be more relaxed without the pressure of vehicles behind you. What should I practice first? Practice driving with your hands in the proper position. If you look at the steering wheel as the face of a clock, a 9 and 3 or 8 and 4 position is recommended. Work on left and right turns, smooth braking, and controlled starts and stops. Use hand-over-hand steering for turning. Driver readiness. Before you drive your vehicle, you should do the following. 1. Adjust the seat properly. 2. Adjust all mirrors. 3. Test the foot and parking or emergency brakes. 4. Adjust and fasten the safety belt. 5. Lock the doors. 6. Turn on the headlights. Stopping your vehicle. Even when road and vehicle conditions are ideal and the driver is perfectly alert, it takes a great distance to stop a motor vehicle. To stop your vehicle, 4 things must happen. 1. You must see and recognize the danger and the need to stop. 2. Your brain must tell your foot to step on the brakes. 3. Your foot must move to the brake pedal and operate the brake. 4. Your brakes must work correctly. The distance your vehicle travels from the moment you see danger until you step on the brake is called reaction distance. After seeing the danger, it takes the average driver about 3/4 of a second to apply the brakes. The higher the driving speed, the further the vehicle will travel before the driver is able to apply the brakes. The distance your vehicle travels from the time the brakes are applied to the time that the vehicle is brought to a stop is called braking distance. Braking distance will vary depending on the conditions of the road. It is important to realize that on wet, icy, or gravel roads, the braking distance will be much longer. When it first starts to rain, oil, rubber, dirt, and water combined make roads especially slippery, which increases your braking distance. Signals. The law states that a driver must use a turn signal not less than 100 feet before making a turn or changing lanes. Signaling 3 to 5 seconds before any of these actions covers this requirement. Applying your brakes will signal vehicles behind you that you are planning to slow down or stop. If your vehicle's directional lights or brake lights are not working, you must use hand signals to let other drivers know you are planning to stop or turn. Directional lights or brake lights which do not work must be fixed immediately. Left turns. Many crashes take place when one motor vehicle is turning left. Most of these collisions would not happen if the driver made the turn properly. Upon approaching an intersection at which you wish to make a left turn, you must signal 3 to 5 seconds in advance to warn others of your intention to turn. Then, as you gradually slow down, check the rearview mirror to see that the driver of the vehicle behind you has understood your signal. Be sure no bicyclist or motor vehicle behind you is trying to pass on your left. On a multi-lane road, always make sure you're in the left lane well in advance of the turn. Never move suddenly from the right lane to the left lane. When you reach your turn, wait until there are no oncoming vehicles before making your turn. Position your vehicle within 1 foot of the center line, if it is safe to do so. Keep your wheels straight until you are ready to turn. That way, you will not be pushed into oncoming traffic if you are hit from behind. Any oncoming motor vehicle or bicyclist has right of way. Always remember to look for pedestrians who may be crossing the street you are going to turn into. If pedestrians are present, you must yield the right of way to them. When the road is clear, make your turn at the proper speed and keep to the right of the center line. After completing your turn, check the rearview mirror and center your vehicle in the lane. Well ahead of turn, look for any following vehicles and move within 1 foot of the center line, giving signal if needed for moving over. Signal 3 to 5 seconds before turn and begin slowing down. Search the intersection right, front, and left before starting to make turn. Enter street just to right of center line. After completing turn, check rearview mirror and center vehicle in your lane. Right turns. At the approach to a right turn, the vehicle should be about 3 feet from the right side of the road. Do not swing your vehicle to the left before turning right. Signal 3 to 5 seconds in advance to warn others of your intention to turn. Then, as you gradually slow down, check the mirror to see that the driver of the vehicle behind you has understood your signal. Search the intersection left, front, and right before starting to make your turn. Always remain alert for the presence of bicyclists or pedestrians on the right side of the road as you make your turn. You must yield to any pedestrian or bicyclist. Make your turn close to the right side of your lane. After completing your turn, check your rearview mirror and center your vehicle in the lane. Well ahead of the turn, look for any following vehicles and move over to the right side of your lane. Signal 3 to 5 seconds before turn and begin slowing down. Search the intersection, left, front, right, and quickly left again just before starting your turn. Keep close to right while turning. After completing turn, check mirror and center vehicle in your lane. Note: if you are turning into a street with more than one lane going in your direction, turn into the nearest lane. Then follow the basic rule of driving on a multi-lane road. Drive to the right unless you are passing or turning. A visual search pattern. A driver should be constantly looking for potential hazards, including pedestrians, bicyclists, and other vulnerable users. A visual search pattern is an orderly way to search for hazards in all directions. A repeating search pattern can help the driver notice changing road conditions as well as changes in and around their intended path of travel. 4 seconds, a safe following distance. How do you know if you are driving too close to the vehicle in front of you? Using the 4-second method, you should have enough space between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you in case you must stop quickly. However, if you are driving in poor road conditions, when visibility is poor or driving at higher speeds, you should allow more than 4 seconds of following distance. The distance between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you should be determined by speed and existing conditions. Follow these steps for 4-second safety spacing. 1. The vehicle ahead is about to pass a checkpoint such as a sign, driveway, pole, or parked vehicle. 2. Start counting seconds as the rear of that vehicle passes the checkpoint. 3. Stop counting when your vehicle reaches the checkpoint. If it takes less than 4 seconds for your vehicle to reach that point, you are following too closely and must increase your following distance. If it takes 4 or more seconds to pass the checkpoint, you have a safe following distance. Note: an easy method to count seconds is to count 1001, 1002. Speed limits and safe speeds. The maximum speed for any vehicle on all Vermont roads is 50 miles per hour or as posted. The maximum speed for any vehicle on an interstate in Vermont is 65 miles per hour or as posted. The law states that a motor vehicle shall be driven at all times so that it is under control. A vehicle must be driven at a speed that is reasonable considering the dangers that may exist on the road, at intersections, on curves, in heavy traffic, through construction zones, during bad weather, and when pedestrians or bicyclists are present. You must drive at a speed that is safe for the driving conditions. Many crashes are caused by driving too fast for conditions. Sometimes even 10 miles per hour can be an unsafe speed. Right of way. Number 1. A driver on any road must yield the right of way to pedestrians, bicyclists, and other traffic already in the intersection. Number 2. When nearing an intersection marked with a yield right of way sign, you are required to travel at a speed slow enough to be able to stop if necessary. Enter only when the way is clear. Number 3. At a four-way stop, the first vehicle to arrive should have the right of way. 4. When two vehicles approach a four-way stop intersection at approximately the same time, coming from different directions, the driver on the left should yield the right of way to the driver on the right. Number 5. If you are turning left, you must yield to all oncoming traffic. Any vehicle coming toward you, whether it is a motor vehicle or a bicyclist, has the right of way. Number 6. A driver who is approaching the road from a driveway, alley, parking lot, or T intersection must yield the right of way to all traffic on the road. Number 7. Before entering any intersection, you must always search in all directions. Be sure you have a clear path before entering the intersection.